我们一同来赞美敬拜我们的神。
Thank God we come together to worship and praise our God.
好，我们今天要宣讲的经文呢，是记载在约翰福音的第十五章一到八节。
We'll read John chapter 15, verse 1-8.
那我先来用中文读，然后姐妹用英文读。
So the pastor will read in Chinese, and I will be reading in English.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的，凡属我不结果子的枝子，我就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也是我的门徒了。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will even be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
我们接着祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，你是造物的主，我们也是你手中的工作。你借着基督的舍命，除去了我们一切的污秽，使我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座面前来敬拜你，来赞美你，因为你是配得颂赞的。我们求主祝福以下的时间，我们要用你的话来敬拜你，求主赐给我们一个安静领受的心，借着你的话语来接近我们的心思和意念，借着你的话语赐给我们属天的力量，好让我们在这个弯曲背谬的时代能够靠主站立的稳，让我们明白真道，持守真道，并且行出真道，叫看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给你，让你的名在这里被高举。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，感谢主啊，这个我们要用这个刚刚读过的经文来要分享一个题目，我是真葡萄树。
Thank you, Lord. We will share a topic that is related to the verses that we just read. I am the true vine.
那么这是耶稣在这个约翰福音当中这个所宣告的第七个我是。
This is the seventh I am divine declaration made by Jesus in the book of John.
我们要知道这个约翰福音第十三章以后呢，这个耶稣所侍奉的重点呢是放在门徒的身上的。
We need to realize that after John chapter 13, the focus of Jesus' ministry is all on the disciples.
因为耶稣马上要上十字架了。
Because Jesus is about to go to the cross.
那么上一个主日我们分享的是门徒因为耶稣的离去呢，他们在忧愁。
Last Sunday, we shared that when the disciples were sudden by Jesus' departure.
但是耶稣安慰他们说，你们信神也当信我。
Jesus comforted them by saying, Believe in God, believe also in me.
然后他接着宣告说，我是道路、真理、生命。
Then he said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣所宣告的呢，是犹太人是听得懂的。
What Jesus proclaimed was in the language that Israel heard.
因为这是神性的语言来表达。
And understood in the language of divinity.
意思就是说，你们不要怕，你们借着我呢，可以这个永远与神同在。
It means don't be afraid. Through me, you can ultimately have eternal life.
那么十四章呢，这个也应许了十四章以后呢，应许了这个圣灵要今后呢与他们同在。
In chapter 14, it is promised that after he has gone, the Holy Spirit will come.
那要指教他们一切所行的事。
And be with them and instruct them in all things.
那么到了十五章呢，这个耶稣的宣告的对象呢，他仍然是这一群门徒。
By chapter 15, the object of Jesus' proclamation is still the disciples.
那我们从这段经文当中的内容和这个耶稣所表达的意思来看，耶稣的目的呢，是要门徒在地上多结果子。
And we can see from the content of this verse that the final message Jesus is trying to convey that Jesus' purpose is for disciples to bear much fruit on the earth.
我们在读福音书的时候，我们会发觉耶稣常常用一些比喻来让人明白一些深奥的一些道理。
When we read the Gospels, we find that Jesus often used parables to make his word understandable.
那么这段经文呢，这个耶稣把这个自己比喻为这个真葡萄树，把门徒呢比喻为枝子。
In the Bible, Jesus compared himself to the true vine and his disciples to the branches.
那门徒和耶稣的关系呢，就是葡萄树和这个枝子的关系，是不能分割的。
The disciples' relationship with Jesus is that of the vine and the branches, which cannot be divided.
并且呢，也结果更多。
And will bear much fruit.
那么我们今天呢，这个要用这段经文呢来分享三个显明。
So today we are going to share the following three reveals through today's sermon.
那么第一个呢是显明基督徒属天的地位。
First one, revealing the heavenly status of Christians.
第二个呢是显明主是供应的源头。
Second one is revealing the Lord as the source of provision.
那么第三个呢是显明我们要多结果子。
Lastly, revealing that we should bear much fruit.
第一个我们来分享这个显明基督徒属天的地位。
Let's start sharing about revealing the heavenly status of Christians.
那么这里呢，耶稣来讲到他说我是真葡萄树，就是不是假葡萄树。
Here at the beginning, Jesus speak, I am the true vine, not a false vine.
那我相信我们很多弟兄姐妹家里面或多或少呢，都种一些这个果树。
I'm sure here all the brothers and sisters more or less grow some fruit trees in our own homes.
那我想呢，也没有人愿意种一种假的一种树。
No one wants to grow something that is fake.
因为假的这个葡萄树呢，第一它是没有生命的，第二呢，这个假的葡萄树呢，它不会结果子。
Because false vine has no life in the first place, and secondly, false vine do not bear fruit.
那么或许呢，这个有的家庭呢是这个装饰一些塑料的花啊，但是那是一个装饰的品，装饰品是个摆设。
Maybe some families have some decoration plastic flowers, but that's only a decoration.
那么装饰品呢，这种东西呢，它是不会开花结果的。
Such trees will not blossom, and there is no life.
因为没有生命。
Because there's no life.
那就像圣诞树看上去非常好看，上面挂了很多这个装饰的品，这个也有各样的小礼物，各样的颜色的一个灯彩。但是呢，圣诞树它是没有生命的树。
Like the Christmas tree is very nice to look at. It can hang a lot of decoration, all kind of colorful lights. But the Christmas tree has no life.
那圣诞树呢？它不会今年用完以后呢，明年会长高了，这是不可能发生的事情。
The Christmas tree will not be used up this year. Next year will grow taller. That's impossible.
那耶稣说，在这里面说我是真葡萄树的，是相对于假葡萄树来说的。
Jesus say here that I am the true vine as opposed to the false vine.
那么这是关于这个葡萄树树枝和果子来证明呢，主耶稣的门徒是门徒真正的一个救恩的一个本质。
It is about the vine, the branches, and the fruit to prove that the Lord Jesus is the sense of true salvation of his disciples.
那么在旧约圣经当中呢，这个以色列人是被称为葡萄树的。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were called the vine.
那诗篇第八十篇第八节他说，你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，我把这树栽上。
So in Psalm chapter 80 and verse 8, you bought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it.
那以色列人呢，是神借着摩西带领出埃及的，这葡萄树就是指的是以色列人。
Here the vine refers to the Israelites.
那么这个比喻的这个葡萄树的这个比喻呢，它是贯穿了旧约以及新旧约之间的一个马加比时期的一个以色列的历史。
This metaphor of Israel is as a vine runs through the Old Testament and the history of Israel during the Maccabees period between the Old and New Testaments.
那马加比时期呢，他们这个以色列人呢铸造了这个硬币，硬币上有一颗 藤蔓，那么这就是葡萄树。
They invented the coin with the vine on them, the vine.
在希律王这个宏伟的一个圣殿当中呢，也有一棵巨大的一个葡萄树，它被雕刻并涂上这个金子，称这个以色列为神的葡萄树。
On King Herod's magnificent temple was a huge vine carved and glinted with gold, calling Israel the vine of God.
葡萄树呢是以色列的象征，但是以色列人却在历史上对神不忠，却拜偶像，道路上败坏，结局呢，神给他们带来了一个审判。
The vine is a symbol of Israel, yet Israel was historically unfaithful to God, went to the idol, and was morally corrupted, and it is end with God bringing judgment on Israel.
那诗篇的第八十篇还告诉我们，啊，这个葡萄树呢被毁灭呢，是在讲以色列人的背叛的一个悲剧。
Psalm chapter 80 tells us the destruction of the vine is speaking of the tragedy of Israel's betrayal.
我们来开这两段经文，这个是旧约的经文，在讲他们这个背叛的一个结局。这树已经被火焚烧，被刀砍伐，他们因你脸上的怒容就灭亡。
Let's read about those two verses. The first one is Psalm chapter 80, verse 16. Your vine is cut down, it is burned with fire, at your rebuke, your people perish.
以赛亚书五章七节，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望是公义，谁知道有冤声。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7, the vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress.
那这就是以色列，以色列曾经是蒙福的一个泉源。
This is Israel. Israel was once the source of blessing.
以色列是神所栽种的葡萄树。
Israel is a vine planted by God.
这就是旧约圣经给我们描绘的。
And that is what the Old Testament portrays for us.
那么跟随这个耶稣的这些门徒呢，像其他这个犹太人一样，他们认为我们是犹太人，我们是与神是有联系的。
The disciples who follow Jesus, like all other Jews, thought we are Jews, we are connected with the God.
我们是以色列，神的子民，犹太人这个是神祝福的一个泉源。
We are Israel, God's people, the Jews, and God is the source of blessing.
我们是犹太人，我们生来就是犹太人，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们是与神相连的。
I am a Jew, I was born a Jew, I am a descendant of Abraham, I am connected to God.
但事实上并非如此。
But the truth is not the case.
那主耶稣的意思非常明确，如果你想神与神连接，你必须与我连接，而不是这个与以色列连接。
The Lord Jesus was very clear about that. If you want to bind with God, you must bind with me, not with Israel.
我是真正的葡萄树，我是唯一的真葡萄树。
I am the true vine. I am the one true vine.
那么神的生命呢，是通过我这个葡萄树呢，流到你们这个树枝上的，并且呢，你们是要结果子的。
The life of God flows through me, the vine to your branches, and you will bear fruit.
那主耶稣在这个第一节当中宣告呢，我是真葡萄树。这个第五节呢又说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The deity of Lord Jesus Christ is declared in verse 1, I am the true vine, and in verse 5 he said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
那我们再强调，主耶稣在这里说我是，就是表示他是神，这个你们要与神连接在一起。
The Lord Jesus says here, I am, which means that you are to be joined to God, and I am God, and it is the true God to whom you are to be joined.
我是你们要连接的真神，你们的生命呢是有一个属天的一个地位的。
You have a heavenly position in life.
我们再来看这个十五章这个第二节，凡属我不结果子的，他就剪去。
Let's look at John chapter 15, verse 2. He cut off every branches in me that bears no fruit.
那么这一节经文呢，很容易让人产生一种联想，就是一个人得救以后呢，是有可能失去救恩的。
It is easy to make a connection with this verse. It is possible for a people to lose their salvation after they are saved.
没有，不会的。
No, it's not.
一个人真正得了救恩，他就不会失去。
A person who has truly gained salvation will not lose it.
除非他以为他是得了救恩，其实从开始的时候就根本没有得救， 那是另外一回事情。
Unless he think he has gained salvation, in fact, right from the beginning, there was no salvation, and that's a different thing.
我们知道彼得就是很好的一个例子。
Peter is a very good example.
他有三次不认主，但是他跌倒爬起来以后呢，我们总不见得说彼得他没有得救吧。
He denied the Lord for three times, and he got up after he fell. We don't see that Peter didn't have salvation.
一个人得救以后呢，有软弱，有跌倒的可能，但是救恩是不会失去的，这是肯定的。
After a person is saved, there is weakness and possibility of falling, but salvation is not lost. That's for sure.
一个人得救以后，会失去救恩的，这个不是圣经的教导。
The Bible does not teach in this way that a person can lose his salvation after he has gained it.
主耶稣在圣经当中这个讲得非常清楚，在这个约翰福音十章二十七到二十八节，他说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。”
The words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John are very clear. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall not never perish. No one will snatch them from out of my hand.
还有六章三十七节，凡父赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
In John chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me will never drive away.
这是神自己的话。
This is God's own word.
在这个十五章第二节，他说凡属我不结果子，他就剪去。这些不结果子的枝子是连在这个葡萄树上，但是他们没有生命的，没有生命的特征。
The verse here in chapter 15, verse 2, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. These non-fruit-bearing branches are attached to the vine but has no life. What is the special condition of having a no life?
没有生命的特征就是没有结果子。
It is the lack of fruitfulness.
那么我们从上下文的一个经文来看，这是在讲犹大。
According to the Bible, this is talking about Judas.
因为在十三章的时候告诉我们这个耶稣在告诉门徒，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。那么这个话讲完以后呢，这犹大就出去了。圣经告诉我们，犹大就出去卖耶稣了。
Because in chapter 13, Jesus told the disciples that one of you would betray him. And after this was said, Judas went out. The Bible tells that Judas then went and sold Lord Jesus.
那犹大呢，三年半以来呢，他是一直跟随主耶稣的，他也是听世界上最好的一个讲道的信息的。
Judas has been a follower of Lord Jesus for 3 years, listening to the best testimonies in the world.
那么看这个主耶稣行过各样的一个神迹，甚至他也看到这个耶稣那个行神迹使拉撒路死里复活的这样一个神迹。
Watching the Lord Jesus perform all kind of miracles, etc., and even seeing Jesus perform the miracle of rising Lazarus from death.
那犹大呢，也和其他的门徒呢一样是参与侍奉的。
Judas was also involved in the same service as the other disciples.
但是他的内心呢，始终与主耶稣呢是隔绝的。
But in his heart, he was always cut off from the Lord Jesus.
其实他实在是听不进主耶稣所讲的道。
He could not listen to the sermon Jesus preached.
主耶稣在讲道的时候，他只是一个人的空壳在那里。
When Jesus was preaching, it was just an empty shell of a man there.
犹大根本听不进主耶稣所讲的道。
Judas couldn't listen to Jesus preaching.
犹大一边或许在听，一边在关心他所关心的一个钱财的得失。
Judas might listen to the sermon while his heart was still concerned about the money.
他还在关心这个如何把耶稣卖掉可以得三十块钱。
Concerned about how they were going to sell Jesus for $30.
以至于人们甚至不知道这个犹大本来就是一个没有生命的人。
That people didn't even realize that Judas turned out to be a lifeless man.
他表面上是与这个葡萄树真葡萄树是连接上了，但是这个枝子呢，这个和葡萄树连接的是空的，是没有生命的。
Though he is outwardly attached to the true vine, the link between the branches and the inner vine is empty and lifeless.
那么像这样一个生命呢，这个在第六节说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在这个外面枯干，人死起来扔在火里面了。
Verse 6, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into fire and burned.
就是进入到永远的一个火湖当中。像这样的一个生命呢，就是硫磺与火湖的一个材料了。
into internal lake of fire, being like these are actually material of the lake of fire.
那我们要问，那么怎么样才是连接在这个葡萄树上的呢？
We'll have to ask how can we connect with the vine.
那经文给我们非常明确的一个答案。
The Bible gives us a very clear answer.
就是结果子。
Fruitfulness.
那么过会我们稍微会展开这个话题。
And we'll expand that on a little bit.
那主耶稣在不仅仅是在这个第一节讲到说我是真葡萄树，那么在第五节他也讲到我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Jesus does not just say in verse 1, I'm the true vine, but also in verse 5, I'm the vine and you are the branches.
那这说明了我们是与主耶稣呢是连在一起的，连于一体的。
This illustrates our oneness with Christ.
因为枝子必须这个生长在这个葡萄树上的。
For the branch must be in the vine that grows.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督他本有神的形象，他道成了肉身，来到我们中间的。
Jesus Christ, who has in the image of God, came in the flesh to be along with us.
所以我们的肉身虽然是在地上，但是呢，我们的一个地位呢，是已经是一个与主耶稣呢已经有一个属天的连接了。
So although our physical body is living on earth, our position is already heavenly.
是与荣耀的父神呢是连接在一起，同为一体了，因为父与这个耶稣也是一体的。
We are one with God the Father in glory through Jesus Christ because the Father and the Lord Jesus are one.
今天的世界上的人很多人是看重在世界上的一个地位的。
The people of today's world place great importance on one's position in the world.
轻看主耶稣给我们一个属天的地位的。
And despise the heavenly position that the Lord have given to us.
我们要问这是为什么？
Why is that so?
因为在这个地在世界上的这个地位啊，是人看得见摸得着的。
Because the earthly position is visible and tangible.
但是属天的地位是远远超过地上的。
But the heavenly is far more important than the earthly.
因为那是从神而来的一个有永恒的价值。
Because it is the internal value from God.
哥林多后书四章十八节他说，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
地上的地位再高，它只是短暂的。属天的地位，它是永远的。
Higher position on earth are fleeting, heavenly position are eternal.
我们来看这一节经文，以弗所书第二章六节。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们要看我们是和谁坐在一起，在坐在天上。
So with whom do we sit in heaven?
是主耶稣。
It's the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意，如果说你这个看得懂的话，这里所使用的时态是过去时态。
Brother and sister, please note that the past tense is sitting in the heaven.
就是意思就是说，当我们因信称义了以后呢，我们在属灵里面的地位呢，已经是与基督一同坐在这个天上了。
Here means that after we are justified by faith, we are spiritually seated with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的敬拜其实不是在地上的。
Brother and sister, in today's worship, we are not actually on earth.
我们在属灵里面，我们是与天上的主耶稣一同坐在一起去敬拜的。
Spiritually, we are heavenly seating with the Lord Jesus in worship.
如果我们有这样的看见，
If we have this kind of seeing,
我们在敬拜的时候就应该有一个恭敬的心坐在那里，就不会打瞌睡，也不会看手机了。
We should have a respectful heart when we are worship, and we won't be sleepy and looking at our phones.
因为我们是与主一同坐在一起，
Because our Lord is sitting with us worship together.
我们主日的时候就应该全家存着一个敬畏感恩的心来一起来敬拜他。
The whole family should worship him on Sunday with the heart of reverence and thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹，创世纪当中他有一个人叫这个雅各，他在临死前他是告诉我们什么？他是扶着床头和儿孙们一起在敬拜神。
Brother and sister, Jacob in the book of Genesis also told us at the time of his death that he held his head withhis bed and worship God with his children and grandchildren.
这是我们要从这段经文当中要看见 我们基督徒是有这样一个高的一个属天的一个属灵的一个地位。
This is a spiritual position of Christian that God wants us to see in this verse.
因为主耶稣是真葡萄树，我们的生命是和他完完全全连接在一起了。
The Lord Jesus is the true vine. We have a life connection with God through this true vine.
第二个我们要分享的是显明主是供应的源头。
Second one, we want to share about revealing the Lord as the source of provision.
真葡萄树、这个与枝子的关系就是、神基督耶稣是我们的一个、属天生命的供应者。
The relationship between true grape and the branch is that Jesus is the provider of our heavenly life.
那第十五章第四节是说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Chapter 15, verse 4, remain in me and I will remain in you.
那是一个生命的连接的关系。
That's the relationship of the connection of life.
那么这里的藏在什么意思呢？
What does the word remain mean in here?
就是你们常常要连接在我这块、这个葡萄树上面。
It means that you will always be attached to my vine.
那么主耶稣也在你们的枝子上。
And Lord Jesus will be in, on your branches.
那我们要注意这个、这节经文十五章第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。这里的原文，耶稣说对我们使用的语气是命令语气。
In chapter 15, verse 4, remain in me and I also remain in you. Here in the original text, Jesus uses a commanding tone.
主耶稣他不让我们考虑一下，和我们商量一下，我可不可以到你们那里面来呢？
He's not asking us to think about it or to talk to us about whether Jesus can be in us always.
主耶稣在这里面讲话，他根本没有妥协的意思。
There is no compromise in Jesus' speech here.
为什么主耶稣要用、这个命令的语气呢？
Why would Jesus use a commanding tone?
因为我们今天、这个、我们有了主耶稣以后，我们常常喜欢把世界的道理、世俗的、这个东西、人的精明、人所谓的自由、欲望都放在我们里面。
Because we have Jesus today, we often like to put a lot of worldly reason, secular things, human shrewdness, human so-called freedom and desire in us.
所以说主耶稣在这里面使用的这个命令语气说、这个、你们要藏在我里面。
So Jesus uses commanding tone here, remain in me.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个枝子和整个葡萄树它是连接在一起，它是有交通的。
So brother and sister, there is a fellowship between the branches and the whole vine.
什么时候只要这个枝子的连接在上面，它就不会掉下来，就不会离开主耶稣，这个关系就在那里。
As long as the branches are attached to it and don't fall and leave him, the relationship is here.
这个关系也意味着我们不断地从葡萄树上这个源头上当中领受这个养分，可以使我们不断地成长。
It also means that we continue to receive sustenance from the source of the vine and so that we can grow and bear fruit.
并且呢我们还能够再结果子。
And we can bear much fruit.
这个中文的藏在这个原在原文的这个希腊文就是住在的意思，就是你们要住在我的里面。
The Chinese word 藏在 in the original Greek means remain, abide, that you will remain in me.
就是主耶稣他要这个安家在我们里面，要逗留在我的里面。在原本的时态，它是 表达的是一个持续不断的连接，是每一分每一秒都连接在一起的。
Jesus will make his home in me and will stay in me. The tense of in the original language expresses on、ongoing connection, a connection of every minute, every second.
枝子与这个葡萄树这个连在一起，是枝子从这个树干当中领受各种供应。
The branch is connected to the tree in the sense that the branch receives all kind of supplies from the trunk.
以至于呢可以这个结果子。
So that the branch can bear fruit.
这个枝子结果子的能力不是枝子的能力，乃是这个葡萄树的能力。
So it is not the branch's ability to bear fruit that make branch fruitful. It is the vine ability to supply the branch.
所以今天我们在教会当中侍奉、若是我们有些能力的话，那是主的能力临到我们里面。
So if there is some power in our service in church today, it is power produced by the Lord coming within our branches.
保罗在侍奉的时候他得出这样的一个结论。
As Paul concluded in his service,
他说我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
约翰呢在这里这个用常用来表示这个藏在表来表示与主同在，在保罗的书信中当中呢，保罗同样有这样类似的这样一个启示。
John uses the term 长在 to mean being with the Lord, and in his letter, Paul has the same revelation.
保罗用在基督里来表示这个意思。
And Paul used the term in Christ to mean this.
在这个葡萄树与枝子的关系，这个它乃是一个生命的关系，那个生命的一个养分啊，这个然后呢是不断的供应这个枝子。
The relationship between this vine and the branches is one of life, that life-giving sap which absorbs water from the earth.
这个生命的养分呢，在整个葡萄树当中呢，它是涌流，从树干到树枝，从这个树枝流到那个树枝。
And then the life-giving sap began to gush throughout the vine from the trunk to branches and from branches to that branches.
所以说，这个树枝它能够生长，它完全是因为树的一个供应来喂养它。
And this branch is able to grow is because of the sap of whole vine is there to supply it to feed it.
所以说这个连接它是一个生命的一个连接，是一个生命源头的一个连接。
So brother and sister, our relationship with the Lord is the relationship between vine and branches, where the connection is both life link.
这个源头它可以源源不断的满足这个结果子的这样一个需求。圣经告诉我们说，我们离了这生命的源头，我们什么都不能做的。
A source that can constantly fulfill the needs of the branches to bear food, we can't do anything when we're in the source of life.
我们要常常问我们自己，我们是不是和这个源头常常在联系在一起？
We must always ask ourselves if we are connected to the source.
有人讲过一个笑话。
There's a joke.
他说有一个人呢，一直住在乡下，那里呢是没有自来水。
There is a man who has always lived in the countryside. There is no running water.
他们是用井来打水的。
They use the well to get water.
那么有一天呢，他去看望一个住在高层里面的一个朋友家，去看这个朋友住在高层里面的。
One day when he visited a friend who lived in the high side.
他呢，这个正好看见一个非常奇怪的东西，就是水龙头。
He saw a very strange thing, which is a faucet.
那他的朋友呢，就打开水龙头。
His friend turned on the faucet.
那这个人呢就问他的朋友说，这是什么？怎么会有水出来的呢？
The man asked his friend, what is this? Why is there water coming out of it?
这个朋友想，这个我们家这个药水呢是要到井里面去打水的，那么太累了。
The man thought, if we want to get water from our house, we have to go to the well and fetch it by ourselves. It's too tiring.
那所以说呢，他这个人呢这个回家以后呢，他也去 买了水龙头，到商店里面买了十个水龙头。
So the man also went to buy a faucet. He went to the store and bought 10 faucets.
那回到家里以后呢，他就在墙壁上呢打了洞，把这个水龙头放进这个墙壁里面。
After returning home, he made holes in the wall to put the faucet into the holes.
然后呢，打开水龙头以后呢，结果一滴水也没有。
And when he opened the faucet, but nothing happened, not a single dropper came out.
他奇怪他的朋友怎么水龙头打开以后都有水的呢？
He wondered why there was water after his friend opened the faucet.
他不是到商店里买同样的东西吗？
He didn't just buy the same thing that I did.
那么怎么会没有水呢？你有水，为什么我没有水呢？
How there's no water? How you got water and I got no water?
那么这个答案是什么呢？
What's the answer?
是没有与供应的源头连接在一起。
There is no connection with the source of provision.
因为它的连接是有问题的。
Because there is something wrong with his connection.
它的连接只是一个表面的形式，表面的一个样子而已。
His linkage just has a superficial form, a superficial appearance.
而没有真正与那个源头连接在一起。
It didn't really connect it to the source of that.
这样的一个数字的连接，你在那里连接了十年、二十年，仍然看不到果子的。
Such a branch connection is left there for 10, 20 years and no fruit is seen.
因为没有葡萄树这个供应的源头的连接。
For there is no connection to the vine, the source of provision.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天来到教会。来到团契，它不是要的一个形式。
Brother and sister, we come to the church, to the fellowship, not for a formality.
而是要一个真正的一个心灵和诚实的一个连接敬拜。
But for a true heart and honest worship.
我们是要与这个源头连接在一起的。
We have to connect it to this source.
那否则我们这个生命的意义有什么意思呢？
Otherwise, what is the meaning of our life?
我们要问。
We have to ask ourselves.
这个枝子与供应的源头连头，我们这个枝子啊，这个与这个供应的连头啊，这个源头它连接起来了没有
？Are we the branch connected to the source of provision？
我们也参加聚会，我们也来崇拜，但是我们每一次的一个崇拜，我们每一次与神连接，我们到底是连接起来了吗
We also attend meetings. We came to worship, fellowship. Do we connect with God each time we meet?
还是说我们这个在敬拜的时候，我们思想上当中还这个对这个世界的思绪万千？
Or are our minds racing with thoughts about the things of the world?
还是被这个世界的得失紧紧的抓住？
Gripped by the gains and losses of the world?
当神的话摆在我们面前的时候，我们愿不愿意悔改来改变呢？
Are we willing to change when God's word is set before us?
还是说我们常常听了神的话，我们消灭圣灵的感动？
Or do we listen to God's word and destroy the moving work of the Holy Spirit in us?
十五章第七节，他告诉我们说：“你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。”
John chapter 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you.
这个意思就是说，让谁的话在你里面，这个谁就在你，你就在谁的里面。
Let the word of whoever is in you be in you.
那所以有的时候呢，我们想过人的话多过神的话，那是没有智慧的。
So sometimes we think more about man's word than God's word, and that's not very wise.
你多想世界的话，世界就在你的里面。
Whoever words you think more of the world is in you.
但是世界有一天要消失的。难道我们和世界一起消失吗？
The world is going to disappear someday. Are we going to disappear with the world?
缺少神的话，我们很容易在人的话的里面的。
Lacking the words of God, we can easily be in the words of men.
人的话一多就是血气。
When a man's words abound, he is flesh.
有了血气就没办法结果子的。
And with flesh, what fruit do you want in the Lord?
要么就可以结血气的果子。
Can only bear fruit that bears flesh.
那血气的果子是什么呢？
What is the flesh fruit?
争斗，吵架。
That's fight.
弟兄姐妹，我们要抓住，我们要像雅各一样抓住这个与神摔跤的神人一样，抓住这个生命的源头，因为这样的话，我们可以多结果子。
Brother and sister, we need to hold on to it, just like Jacob has to take hold of the man who was wrestling with the God, capturing the source of life, giving nutrition so that we can bear much more fruit.
枝子还有一个重要的功能，就是起传递的一个作用。
Another important function of the branch is to act as a transmitter.
它将这个养分从这个树干上领受来以后呢，这个它要有一个责任输送到其他的这个枝子当中去的。
So that when the nutrition comes in from the trunk, in addition to the branch's own use in bearing food, and that the sustenance may be passed on.
那让其他的这个枝子呢，也能够得到葡萄树上的一切的好处。
So that the other branches may receive all the benefits that come from the vine.
那么这个就是要我们成为一个爱的管道。
We are meant to give love.
一个祝福别人的一个管道。
Give blessing to others.
让更多的枝子呢，这个领受从神而来的恩典和力量。
So that more branches can receive the grace and strength from God.
第三个我们要分享的，显明我们要多结果子。
Third point, revealing that we should bear much fruit.
那么在这个第一节当中讲到，这耶稣是真葡萄，我父是栽培的人。
In verse 1, I am the true vine and my father is the gardener.
那么栽培这里面有一个目的了，这个有一个目的就是为了让我们多结果子。
Cultivation has a purpose in order that we may bear fruit.
那这里面的经文呢，这个八节经文呢，它重复不断的提到这个结果子，一共八节经文当中五次提到这个结果子。
The verses here repeat about wanting the branches to bear fruit. There are five references to fruitfulness in a total of eight short verses.
那么特别是第八节，你们多结果子呢，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Especially verse 8, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
那么换句话说，如果你们不结果子，就不是我的门徒了。
In other words, you are not my disciple unless you bear fruit.
弟兄姐妹，这句话是分量非常重的。
Brother and sister, this is a very heavy statement.
结果子是证明你和我是不是主耶稣的门徒，因为圣经当中门徒就是基督徒。
The result is proof that you and I are not disciples of the Lord Jesus and are Christian in the Bibles.
这个雅各也这样讲过这样的话，他说这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
James chapter 2, verse 17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
我们知道我们所信的信仰是真实的，救恩是真实的。 唯一能够证明你和我是基督徒的，就看结果子。
We know that our faith is real, salvation is real, and the only proof that you and I are the Christian is by looking at the fruit.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意一件事情。
We have to focus on one thing.
其实一个人的人生，他无论你是基督徒或是不是基督徒，你都在结果子。
The truth is that people are bearing fruit all their lives, whether you are not a Christian.
马太福音这样讲，他说这样。凡好树结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 to 18. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
只是我们所结的果子是在基督里面的果子。
It's just that the fruit we produce is in Christ.
我们要知道这个葡萄树它唯一存在的一个价值一个目的它就是结果子因为它是不能做别的东西的
We need to realize that the only purpose for which the vine exists is to bear fruit and can do nothing else
那也就是说这个葡萄树如果是不结果子它是没有意义的
That means there's no point if the vine doesn't bear fruit
我想大家都见过葡萄树
I think everybody has seen a vine
它的树干是非常细的
The trunk is very thin
它是用架子把它搭起来以后让它慢慢往上爬的它有点像夏天的爬藤这个植物一样。
You use a frame to let it climb up, a little bit like a climbing plant in the summer.
如果葡萄树它不能结这个果子的话，那么这个葡萄树其实一点用处都没有。
If the vine does not bear fruit, this vine tree has no use.
它不像其他的树，像松树，它不结果子的话，它可以做栋梁，来可以用来造房子的。
Unlike other trees like the pine tree, which does not bear fruit, but the wood can be used as a pillar, it can be used to make a house.
或者是做这个来做家具的
，or to use to make a furniture.
但是这个葡萄树如果不结果子的话，它一点用处都没有。
But this vine, if it doesn't bear fruit, then it's useless.
我们要问，这结什么果子
？We have to ask what kind of fruit.
那圣经呢是告诉我们是有很多种果子。
Bible tells us many kind of fruits.
那么这个第一个呢就是大使命这个福音的果子。
First one, the Great Commission, the fruit of gospel.
就是要传福音啊，领人归主。那这个向那些未得之民来传福音。
That is the fruit of preaching of gospel and leading people to Christ.
保罗在这里面说，他说我屡次定义到你们那里，要在你们中间得些果子。
Paul said, "I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I plan many years to come to you, in order that I might have a harvest among you."
保罗甚至讲过一句非常严厉的话，就是。这个传福音啊，这个是就好像是一个欠福音的债，啊，这个人好像欠福音的债一样。我们要思想，我们什么时候把这个福音的债能够这个照着神的心意去还
？Paul also made a very similar statement that each of us own a debt to the gospel, and we need to think about it when we are going to go and pay that gospel debt according to the Lord's will.
圣灵的果子
，bring the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我想我们很多弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉这个圣灵的果子。
All of us are very familiar with those fruit.
可是我们要问一问，这些神要我们结的这些果子，我们自己结的怎么样？
But we have to ask ourselves, how are we doing with these fruit that God wants us to bear?
这个九样圣灵的一个果子。我们是不是随着信主的年月的增加我们变得让人看得越来越明显的
This nine character of fruit of the Holy Spirit become more pronounced as I add up years to my Christian life?
悔改的果子
The fruit of repentance
你们要结出果子来与悔改的心相称
Produce fruit in keeping with repentance
原来是被罪所捆绑的那么我现在是靠着基督可以胜过了
Those who are in bondage in a particular sin can now be overcome through Christ.
公义的果子
The fruit of righteousness.
那我们今天其实已经读过这段经文，在这个回应的这个经文当中这个主席已经带我们一起读过了，并靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀颂赞归于神。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of Lord of God.
行善的果子。
The fruit of good works.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every day, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
弟兄姐妹，圣经当中提到的果子还有很多。
There are many other fruits mentioned in the Bible.
我只是在这里面列举一些主要的。
I'm just putting some main ones in here.
除了传福音这果子以外，其他的基本上都是靠主耶稣这个生命的一个，这个葡萄树生命的改变的果子。
Except the fruit of Holy Spirit, which is basically the fruit of transformed life by abiding in Jesus, the true vine.
怎么样多结果子呢？
How do we get more fruit?
十五章第二节，结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果更多。
John chapter 15 verse 2, while every branch that does not, that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will not even be more fruitful.
那么第一节说我父是栽培的人，那么这个父就是这个修剪的一个园丁。
In the first verses, Jesus said, my father is the one who cultivates, and pruning is the gardener's doing.
那如果说弟兄姐妹有种植经验的话，他们一定会知道这个果树的生长时期呢，是一定是 要修剪的。
Brother and sister who have experience in planting must know that fruit tree must have some pruning done during their growing period.
你要把多余的叶子和枯干的叶子剪掉以后呢，你会发觉这个果子呢，它会长得很快很大。
After you take the extra leaves and dead branches and prune them, you'll find that the rest of the fruit set quickly and large.
那为什么呢？因为过多的这个叶子呢，它会抢夺这个养分的。
Why is that so? Because too many leaves can take a lot of nutrition.
这些叶子它不会，这个叶子呢，它是不会结果子的。
These leaves are not going to bear fruit.
当我们把养分这个直接送到这个果子里的时候呢，你会看到果子会突然增大。
And when we send nutrition directly to the fruit there is, you'll see that the fruit will suddenly be a lot bigger than it is.
这个枝子被修剪的工作是我们每一个人要对付的一个十字架的一个工作。
This work of the branch being built is the work of the cross that each of us has to deal with.
被父神这个借着环境借着各样的人事物修剪的时候呢，我们看上去好像是有点痛苦。
In being pruned by God the Father through circumstances, through everything kind of person, things and object, it may seem a bit painful.
但是经过这个十字架的对付的这个生命呢，是有益处的。
But it is
我们可以借更多的果子来荣耀神自己。
But it is beneficial to our lives that people go through the cross because we will bear much, much more fruit of the glory of God Himself.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看见一棵果树，它有很多叶子的时候，我们会怎么说呢？我们会说这棵树长得很好看，长得很茂盛，很漂亮。
Brother and sister, when we see a fruit tree with a lot of leaves, we will say that this tree looks good.
但是它不结果子。
But it doesn't bear fruit.
所以当我们有骄傲的时候，神可能借着环境借着一些事情的发生，能够剪去我们生命当中骄傲的叶子。
So when we have all kind of pride, God may cut off the leaves of pride in our lives through circumstances, through something that happened.
特别是属灵上的骄傲，神会借着这个修剪这个骄傲的叶子呢，让我们谦卑下来。
Especially spiritual pride. God will humble us by pruning the leaves of pride to produce the fruit of humility.
神会借着环境让我们结出这个谦卑的果子来。
They will grow a humility fruit in us.
神会借着这个我们人与人之间的相吞相咬，让我们知道在教会当中彼此相爱的一个重要性。
God will show us how important it is to love one another in the church by people biting and devouring one another.
神会借着环境，借着疾病，让我们紧紧地抓住他。
God will, through circumstances, through sickness, cause us to hold on to him.
让我们知道，其实我们的生命是非常脆弱的。
Let us know that, in fact, our lives are very fragile.
神要借着疾病让我们明白，我们在地上的时间是有限的。
God used illness to make us realize that our time on earth is very limited.
让我们不要把大把的时间浪费在属世界当中的没有意义的事件当中去。
Don't waste a lot of time on worldly, meaningless things.
当管教来临的时候，我们应该是不是采取消极的态度。
When disciples come, we are not taking a passive attitude.
希伯来书十二章十节。深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份， 凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. Our fathers disciples us from a little while as they thought best, but God disciples us from our good that we may share in his holiness. No disciple seemed pleasant at this time, but painful. Later on, however, it produced a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
管教是表明我们是神的儿女，弟兄姐妹。
Discipline is to show how we are the children of God.
管教的目的是让我们结出果子。
It's the meaning of we have to bear fruit.
神的工具箱里面，他有一把小刀，他在我们的生命当中要精心的修剪。
God has a knife in his toolbox, and he prunes carefully in our life.
他的目的呢，是要我们结出果子，叫看见的人呢，将颂赞和荣耀归给神。
In order to produce fruit for those who sees it and speak praise and glory to God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，借着今天主耶稣宣告我是真葡萄树，实在是再一次让我们领受到你要赐给我们是何等的地位，我们借着基督，我们有一个属天的地位，我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们本是不配的，我们的生命的源头供应是主你自己，让我们常常借着聚会，借着与你亲近，赐给我们有智慧有能力来为主摆上，除去我们生命当中不讨主你喜悦的地方，让我们借着修剪我们生命当中不需要的多余的叶子，多结果子，为的是荣耀主你自己的名。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。